into Megan Anderson, and Anderson kicks it right back out, and we'll reset the offense. Ball fake here by Shayla Connor. Connor, baseline jumper, rolling around and good. What a great ball fake to get herself open with Shayla Connor.
Tonight, the Overton Eagles travel east down Highway 30 to battle the state-rated Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Aiden layups. It's on the rim and in. 7 for Aiden, first bucket of the second half.
Since an opening weekend loss, Overton has put together a nice winning streak over the last 2 weeks. But tonight, they step up in class with their first meeting against the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. It's the Eagles and the Stars coming up next, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic and Overton ready for our second game of our girl-boy doubleheader. The Kearney Catholic girls won comfortably 80-27. It will not be that easy here on the boys' side. Overton comes in with a solid basketball team at 4-1 on the year. They lost at Arapahoe in a very tough environment to start the season as they lost to the Warriors, who 6-1 on the year. They lost 57-45. And that's a pretty good performance because that is a very, very tough environment to play in. The crowd is just right on top of you, not a lot of free space outside of the gym, and that is a tough, tough place to start your basketball season, especially when you're kind of a little shorthanded. And Overton will be a little shorthanded here tonight. Matt Ayton, a returning starter from last year, will play after the 90-day moratorium. That's not quite there yet, so Matt will not be playing tonight. And that's Tanner Ryan, who is going to be sitting out because of the transfer. I misspoke. Matt Ayton, a little bit of a strained meniscus. He's a little bit sore. They're hoping to get him back after Christmas as well. Potentially could play in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And a reminder for you that we'll have the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic comes in 6-0 on the season, and knock on wood, they've stayed healthy. They've played fairly well. Nathan Howe will not play tonight because he's fighting the bug a little bit. He's got a little mono. Probably will be cleared after the holiday tournament. He's back in school, but he will not be available here tonight. So a couple of freshmen will have the opportunity to play tonight if things work out in their favor and can get out there. So Kearney Catholic, just real minor issues in terms of injuries in this game. Your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations here in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll give you the starters when we come back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Let's give you our starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the 4-1 Overton Eagles. Their starters look like this. Joel Schaefer is a 6-foot-tall junior. Hayden Gahoy, also 6-foot-tall and a junior. Creighton Ryan, 6'3 sophomore. We'll start with Logan Kaiser, who's 5'11, also a junior. And Caleb Eklund, a 6'3 sophomore for head coach Jay Stair. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars and head coach Don Lees. Their starters are Matt Moore, a 5'9 junior. Brian Hoosman, 5'10 and a senior. Connor Streit, 5'9 senior, starting with David Squire, 6'2 and a senior. And Alex Lees, a 6'1 senior for head coach Don Lees. As we mentioned, they come in with a perfect record of 6-0 on the year. Overton comes in at 4-1 on the year. And when I went through the injuries, he's been hurt long enough that I've kind of moved on, and I probably shouldn't. Brett James will not be playing tonight. They're still trying to get that back to heal. They're still cautiously optimistic that James will be able to play this this season. Little brother might have the opportunity to play tonight because he's wearing his big brother's varsity uniform here tonight. And one other freshman will be suiting up tonight as well. That's Tyler Mustel, who with the shot that forced overtime in the JV basketball game, a game that was eventually won in overtime by Overton in the JV game. It was a very exciting game. Kearney Catholic here trying to defend their home court, of course. They'll be in their home white uniform. Overton will be in their road blues. Once again, your starting lineup was brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Starters for Overton, Schaefer, Cahoy, Ryan, Kaiser, Eklund, and for the Stars, Moore, Hoosman, Streit, Squires, and Elise. Doing the jumping here for Overton is going to be Caleb Eklund. And Eklund out there doing battle with Alex Lees for the opening tip, and the opening tip is going to be reeled in by Kearney Catholic. It's Squires that pulls down the rebound. He'll give it to Moore. Gives it off on the right side for Hoosman. Hoosman kicks on the left wing here for Streit. Streit back out for Squires. Squires in the lane. Flips it in underneath. Finds a cutter. Shot no good for Streit. And rebound taken out of there by Cahoy for Overton. So Overton holds in their first possession here defensively, and they'll bring it up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer, they double-team him, but he's able to get the ball out for Cahoy. Cahoy, 15-foot jumper on the right side, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Brian Hoosman. Hoosman brings in the offensive zone here. He's going to let traffic clear, gives it to Lees. Lees is going to penetrate, dish. Now Streit's going to penetrate. Pass in the lane, Moore comes up with it, gives it to Hoosman. Hoosman, jump stop, little floater, back of the iron, no good. And rebound taken out of there by Kaiser for Overton. And so here comes Schaefer, facing just a little bit of token pressure here. He'll give it off on the right wing for Caleb Eklund. Eklund faced a man-to-man, and you know, somebody zigged when they should have zagged because Eklund threw it on that right side trying to connect with Creighton Ryan, and it ends up being a turnover here. So it'll be the first turnover of the game for Overton. And slowly, Lees will bring into the offensive zone. Still looking for our first points. We've only played about a minute 10 here. Left wing, Hoosman, facing some defense here from Overton, a little man-to-man. Right wing, they get it off for Squires. Squires for Hoosman, back to Squires. He'll stat up for the three, back the iron, no good. Rebound tipped and into the hands of Streit. Lees kept it alive, and now Moore's got it. Moore's going to penetrate. Moore's going to take it off glass, and now Moore will head to line as he was hit on the body as he flew into the lane there and tried the good-looking layup. It was off the mark, but Hayden Cahoy is going to be whistled for his first personal foul, first team foul against the Eagles. Still looking for our first points of the game. And UNK at home playing the Hastings College Broncos. And at halftime, Lopers lead the Broncos 46-43 that game at halftime. And they're looking for a contact. I think it might have fallen out of Matt Moore's eyes there. And he's going to have to come out of the game. And they are looking for a contact. And Moore is going to head into the locker room, get a new contact. And checking into the game is going to be Derek Jackson. And Jackson's going to be the one that shoots the two free throws. So I'll erase those off of Matt Moore and give them to Derek Jackson, who checked in. Free throw is up and no good. when that happens, when there's an injury, or I guess this isn't an injury, it's an equipment kind of situation. Coach Lease can have anybody on his bench shoot the free throws, and Jackson's second free throw is up and good. So Derek Jackson hits the second. And so the first points of the ball game come from Jackson. Schaefer brings in the offensive zone. Jackson is picking up pressure on Schaefer, and they'll give it off on the right wing. Nice drive on that baseline. Eklund is going to drive all the way in and score. Somehow got away around Squires, and he's able to hit the baseline J. Quickly, here come the Stars. Strike kicks it for Squires in the corner. His three is short, rebounded by Jackson. Jackson gives it to Strite. Backdoor cut. That's Hoosman. And Hoosman's going to lay it up and in. Great pass from Strite into Hoosman. And he caught and laid it off the glass all in one fell swoop. Pass on the left side off of a screen is Creighton Ryan. He'll fly in the lane and he'll score. He got a nice little screen there. And I think he got the screen from Eklund. In any event, Creighton Ryan got a little open area and he hit the short shot. On the right wing with it here is Hoosman. Hoosman, he's going to just flip the ball back out here for Derek Jackson. Jackson kicks baseline jumper here. Shot rolls around and good for David Squires. So Squires hits his first shot of the night. And with 5:16 to go here, on the bounce is going to be Joel Schaefer. 5-4, Kearney Catholic. And the pass on the inside is knocked away by Strite. And we're going to tie a shoe. Down low, Blake Holtmeyer is going to check in. Jackson going to tighten up that shoe a little bit. And Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. Joel Schaefer will do the honors. He'll throw it between the circles for Creighton Ryan. Gives it right back to Schaefer, and Schaefer hits a three. They wanted to get the ball back to Schaefer, and Schaefer showed them why, hitting that three-pointer. And it's a two-point lead here for Overton. Pass on the left wing. Lease has it. Takes it into the lane. Back the iron. His shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. Lease doing battle inside. And coming up a loose ball is Eklund. Eklund gets it up ahead here for Cahoy. And it's knocked out of bounds by Connor Stride. He tried to make the steal, but kind of ran out of room on the sideline there. So to toss the ball in here is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy picked up defensively by Lease, and they get it to Joel Schaefer. Schaefer right in the corner, and Moore trying to pin him in, but Schaefer's handling the ball pretty effectively. He's got the dribble, gets a little screen. Now they double-team him. He'll give it off right wing here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy on that right wing. His pass is tipped. It's going to go in the backcourt, and it's picked up by Schaefer. The official doing a nice job indicating that it will not be over and back. It was tipped. And on the dribble is Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles into a double-team pass, stolen away by Moore. Moore's going to go in for that right-hand layup, and a foul's going to be whistled on Joel Schaefer. So Schaefer will pick up the foul, and now Moore fouled for the second time while shooting, but this will be his first trip to the line because Derek Jackson shot the free throws the first time because Moore had to find a contact. They didn't look for it very long. He must keep a spare set in the locker room. Moore's free throw was no good. And checking in here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Derek Jackson again, Squires, and for the first time tonight, Isaac Richter. 4:12 to go, quarter number one. Overton with a 7-5 lead. And at the free throw line, Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic. And that one is short as well. And the rebound by Caleb Eklund. So Eklund gets the rebound. He'll get it off for Ryan. And the Stars going man-to-man here. Skip pass on the left side for Cahoy. Cahoy steps into the lane. Now he'll just kick it back out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan sweeps around. They double-team him. Ryan double-team, kicks left wing for Cahoy. Cahoy open jumper, and it's good. Flying out to pick him up was Isaac Richter, but Cahoy was able to hit the shot right over the top of him. Largest lead of the night for Overton. Penetration, kick out for Jackson. Jackson, 15-foot runner, short. Rebounded by Richter, and Richter's going to take it off the glass. Isaac Richter, offensive rebound, and then a little almost bunny hook off glass, and he's got his first 2 points of the night. 9-7 Overton. They've got the lead and the basketball. Schaefer will get it off on the right wing for Logan Kaiser. Kaiser takes it all the way to the baseline. Shot up, rolls around, good, and he's going to head to the line. He bodied up, and Squires was the one that hit him, and he's going to be whistled for the foul, and Kaiser will try to finish a three-point play here. So So 11-7, 3:17 to go here, quarter number one, Overton with the lead. And to the line to shoot one, here is going to be Creighton Ryan. And if he hits it, it'll be the largest lead of the night for the Eagles. It's no good, but Ryan is able to tip it over to Eklund. Eklund gives it on the baseline for Schaefer. Eklund with the rebound. Schaefer with the shot. Missed and rebounded by Isaac Richter. Quickly, here come the Stars. Moore gets it for Squires, and Squires will lay it up and in. Boy, that ball did not touch the ground for much of that possession at all. It's Kearney Catholic doing a great job passing it around. And scoring in transition between the circles. Cahoy has it. He'll dribble up against Richter. A little floater. Back the iron. No good. Up high for the rebound is Matt Moore. And Moore will pass it up ahead here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer in the lane. Runner is up and good. And boy, they just that quick step by Blake Holtmeyer makes what really should have been a runner into essentially a layup. Schaefer has it in the offensive zone. We're tied at 11. He's picked up man-to-man here by Moore. And he'll kick it now left side for Caleb Eklund. Eklund off of a double team, gives it between the circles here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy will give it off on the right wing here for Schaefer. Schaefer will try a three, back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Squires. Squires, long pass up for Moore. Moore makes the catch, falling out of bounds, tries to get it to Holtmeyer and does. And then Holtmeyer has it stolen away by Schaefer. Schaefer makes the steal, and now Schaefer makes the layup on the other end. Kearney Catholic looked like they were going to be able to make an athletic play and maintain the possession, but then Schaefer swooped in and took it away from Holtmeyer. Kick left wing with the basketball here is going to be Squires. Defender fell down, but he's going to enter it in for Richter, and Richter puts up the shot, and he is hit on the arm. The official the farthest away from it is the one that's actually going to call the foul here. And Coach Stair not complaining at all. He's actually talking to his defensive player about the foul, and it's called on Caleb Eklund. The free throw is a little bit short here for Richter. So the Stars are 1-for-4 from the free throw line here in the ball game, and they trail it 13-11 with a minute 47 to go. Still in the first quarter, Brian Hoosman checks into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. And the second free throw on the way, and good for Richter. And Lease is going to check back into the ballgame. And he'll come in for Richter. 1-point lead for Overton. And Kearney Catholic will put the full court pressure on here. Schaefer inbounded, now gets it back. Robs it up ahead here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy lost it. It was stolen away by Strite. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Lease. Lease gives it for Hoosman. Hoosman, floater in the lane, up and good. Brian Hoosman. Now with 4 points in the ball game, Kearney Catholic takes the lead back. I think their largest lead in the ball game has been 1 point. Pass on the left wing here. Justin Hodson, who checked in the last stoppage. He'll work it back around the perimeter here for Schaefer. Schaefer gives it to Cahoy. Pass on the left side goes off the hands of J.D. Callahan and out of bounds. So minute 12 to go here. Kearney Catholic with the lead late in the first quarter, 14-13. Difference of one, and with the dribble is number one, Matt Moore. And he'll just hand the ball off to Strite. Strite's going to drive in the lane. Finds a seam, lays it all the way up and in. Quick step there by Connor Strite. A little quick screen as he handed the ball off by Moore. And then a great drive by Strite. Schaefer has his pass stolen away. Starts with the steal. Pass to Lease. It goes off of his foot and out of bounds. So we swap turnovers. Kearney Catholic had the opportunity, and on the dribble, the pass in the Lease hit him right in the hands. He put it on the floor, and it happened to hit his foot, and it went out of bounds. Otherwise, Kearney Catholic would have had a 2-on-1. Inbounded to Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to give it off for Justin Hodson. Hodson working up against Moore, and he's at midcourt, and he'll throw it to Callahan. Callahan gives it off right side for Kaiser. They'll reset the offense here as they give it to Eklund. Eklund's pass knocked down by Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is able to throw it off the leg of Caleb Eklund. Now, at halftime of the girls' game, we talked with Jay Stair. He talked about how athletic Kearney Catholic was. That was an athletic play by Blake Holtmeyer, forcing the turnover. And Squires is going to check back in here for the Stars. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And they'll inbound the ball to number 30, Alex Lease. Lease brings in the offensive zone. We've got a girls' final on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9 FM. Axtell over Kennesaw, 44-37. That is a final. It's 10 seconds left. With it is number 10, Hoosman. Hoosman is going to drive. They clear out for him. He takes it off glass. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Kaiser. Kaiser facing pressure, and he's not going to have enough time to get a shot off. So one quarter's in the books. Kearney Catholic with a 16-13 lead here at the end of one quarter of play. We'll take a quick little break. We'll be back in the second quarter right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic with a 16-13 lead over Overton, but the Eagles will inbound the basketball first. And they'll toss the ball into the hands of Joel Schaefer. Schaefer facing a little man-to-man here, and Schaefer picked up defensively by Hoosman. They're going to try to double-team him, and he'll throw the ball all the way to the baseline, kick it right back out here for Kaiser. They'll rework the offense, left side, penetration now by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy now will help kick it right wing for Ryan. Ryan's going to fire a three, a little bit strong, and rebounded by Lease. So Lee snags the rebound, kicks it up ahead of Moore. Stars on the run. We're going to have a kick whistled on Hayden Cahoy. And for the Eagles, let me double-check everything. Yeah, they got their starters out there. Schaefer, Cahoy, Ryan, Kaiser, and Eklund. And for Kearney Catholic, their starters. Moore, Hoosman, Strite, Squires, and Lee. Inbounded for Hoosman. Hoosman backing in. Is going to shoot over the top of the defender. No good. And rebounded by Eklund. His fourth rebound of the ball game. Score remains 16-13. Pass up ahead here to Kaiser. Kicks it out, little penetration, left wing. Here's a chance for the tie, and Cahoy hits the three. We're tied at 16. Here come the Stars in transition. They'll get it off for the big man, Squires. Squires is going to drive, floater in the lane, hangs on the rim, no good. Cahoy with the rebound, and the Eagles will have it. Creighton Ryan passes up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer, runner in the lane. That one's well short. Saved by Eklund. Into the hands of Hoosman. Hoosman's pass is knocked down, so that'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic and a turnover on Overton. Kick left side, Eklund, he'll fire a three, short, and coming up with a rebound is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer passing the lane off the mark, but they get the ball to Creighton Ryan, and now Ryan with a chance for a three-point play. Trying to track down that loose ball, it was those ping-ponging around, was David Squires, and Squires hit Creighton Ryan as he put up the shot, and now Ryan will try to finish a three-point play. And Squires picks up his second personal foul. He has both team fouls for Kearney Catholic. Only three have been whistled against Overton. It's been a cleanly played ball game. Free throw up and good. So Ryan finishes off a three-point play, and he's got 5 points in the ball game, and it's a three-point Overton Eagle lead. Stars bring in the offensive zone. On the bounce here is going to be Lease. Lease pass is off the mark, and it'll be another Star turnover. Their fifth of the game here so far. Holtmeyer and Richter checking in here for Kearney Catholic. And a toss in here is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan gets it back. It's picked up by Strite, and they work it off right side for Schaefer. Schaefer brings in the offensive zone. He's picked up by Jackson, who checked in during the stoppage. Jackson putting pretty good pressure on Schaefer. And 5 second count. Yeah, Jackson right there with him. And so Kearney Catholic forces another turnover here on Overton. Strite's going to toss it in for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer takes it down the baseline. Pass is deflected and stolen away. Hayden Cahoy, nice defensive play. He's going to lead the break. He's going to pull up for a jumper. It is short. And the rebound taken out by Jackson. Jackson trying to get it up ahead for Hoosman back to Jackson. Jackson kicks left side, Strite, ball fake. Strite drives the baseline, gets it inside to Richter. Richter off glass, good. Well, a lot of very athletic plays in there that were kind of hard to describe because they happened so quickly. But Kearney Catholic did a nice job of saving it a couple of different times and getting a bucket as a result. Driving, and now we're going to have a block whistle on Richter. I think Richter was in pretty good shape there. If he would have flopped instead of being big and strong, he might have gotten the call. But we're going to say that he was sliding a little bit as Creighton Ryan, being aggressive, he's going to go line and shoot too. That ball was loose, but Ryan went right to the rack with it, and he hits the free throw. He's hit his last two free throws, and that's the difference in the ball game right now, as it's 20-18. Second free throw on the way, and perfect. So Overton leads at 21-18, 5:39 to go here in the second quarter. And Derek Jackson will bring in the offensive zone here. And Jackson's going to direct traffic a little bit. They get it inside for Hoosman, and Hoosman has his shot blocked by Caleb Eklund. And into the hands of Schaefer. Schaefer brings in the offensive zone. Eklund now right side, a little floater, no good. Rebounded by Hoosman. Hoosman up ahead for Jackson. Jackson's going to try to lay up in transition. He gets the bucket and the foul. Kearney Catholic doing such a great job attacking in transition. And now Derek Jackson, the 5'9 junior, will go line and will try to finish off a three-point play. The foul on Cahoy is his second. And a free throw here by Jackson would tie us at 21. It is on the way, and it is short and rebounded by Caleb Eklund, his fifth rebound of the ballgame. Creighton Ryan, pass on the right wing, getting it to Schaefer. Schaefer facing some pressure by Holtmeyer, who checked in during the stoppage. They give it off your left side for Justin Hodson, who also checked in. Hodson gives it for Ryan. Ryan, runner in the lane, no good. Ryan gets his own rebound, misses the shot, and then it's out of bounds. It's saved by Creighton Ryan as well, off the leg of Holtmeyer and out of bounds. So Creighton Ryan with a couple of rebounds and a very, very impressive hustle play there to throw the ball out of bounds off of Holtmeyer's legs. And the Stars are going to bring in a whole line change here. And we got a timeout here for Overton. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand here at Kearney Catholic as well. 4:48 to go in the second quarter. Timeout Eagles will take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, this has been a very well-played ball game. A lot of energy, a lot of athletic plays, and right now Overton has the better of it. They lead it 21-20 with 4:48 to go here, and Jay Starr kind of wanting to have the lead just a little bit on this inbounds play and talk a little strategy as well. Joel Schaefer is going to inbound the basketball here for the Eagles, and the Stars made a series of changes before timeout, and we'll check those in just a little bit. Moore is going to put pressure on the inbounds play, which goes to Kaiser. They kick it off on the right side, a little ball fake here for Schaefer. Schaefer's picked up by Lees, so he'll kick the ball back out here for Hodson. Hodson pressured by Jackson, so he'll give it off for Kaiser. Kaiser has the ball knocked loose by Moore, but he's able to pick it back up, and he'll try a little 15-foot jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Squires, and Squires going to lead the break. He kicks it up ahead here for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce kicks it out. Ball is loose, picked up by Jackson, who gives it to Lees, and Lees is going to lay it up and in. Little ping-pong action there, and Alex Lees benefits and gets the bucket. Pass up ahead here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan, pass stolen by Matt Moore. What a play by Moore. Now numbers the other way. On the run, Lees. Lees going to lay it up and in. A great steal there by Kearney Catholic and Moore. And now Lees knocks the ball loose. It's picked up here by Kaiser. Kaiser gets it down low. Eklund will body it up, and he'll score in transition here for Overton. almost stolen away. In fact, I think Kearney Catholic could have grabbed it, but Lease was afraid of being called for over and back. I wouldn't worry about that if you're in a defensive set there. Just grab the basketball. Kick right side for Pierce. Pierce open, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebounded by Ryan, and Ryan will get the ball back out here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer facing a little token pressure here by Harrison Pierce, and Pierce knocked it loose, but coming back up with it is Schaefer. Schaefer's going to kick left side for Hodson. Hodson jumper short. Schaefer couldn't come up with a rebound. Moore grabs it here for Kearney Catholic, and he'll let traffic clear and gives it to Lease. In transition, Lease finds the backdoor cutter in Jackson, and Jackson was actually on the baseline. Didn't reestablish himself when he caught the ball. He was running along the baseline trying to get to the other end. They threw it to him. He came in bounds, but he was jumping from out of bounds, landed in bounds, and he wasn't established yet, so that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Pass up ahead here for Justin Hodson. Hodson facing the double team. It's on the ground, and it's picked up by Jackson. Jackson, his pass, then stolen away by Ryan. And then the ball knocked loose, and it's going to be a foul, I believe, on Kearney Catholic. Yep, and that'll be a little bit of a push here on Zach Jackson. So four team fouls apiece. And to toss the basketball in here is going to be Joel Schaefer. Schaefer facing pressure from Lease, and they'll get it down the sideline for Creighton Ryan. Ryan working against Huseman. Ryan tries a tough jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer momentarily, and they're going to call a push on one of the Eagles. And that'll be on Logan Kaiser. So five fouls on Overton, four against Kearney Catholic with 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. Stars lead at 24-23 in what has been a very entertaining ball game. Moore will bring it down low, pass inside for Huseman, and Huseman catches, posts, and shoots all in one motion. Stars lead by three. I think that is their largest lead of the game. Hodson brings it up ahead. Hodson has the ball stolen away by Moore. Moore gets it to Huseman. Three-on-one break. Huseman lays it off glass, and he'll score. Nice job by Moore coming up with it, and he makes another steal. Pass up again now to Lease. Lease bumped hard by Creighton Ryan trying to get the ball back, and Ryan's going to be whistled for the foul. That's going to be six now on Overton, but that's not a bad foul for Creighton Ryan. If he doesn't get that block there, it's probably an easy bucket. As the Stars did have numbers after they forced another turnover here by Overton. Lease will inbound it for Squires. Back around the perimeter we go. Off of the screen, Lease gets it. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Lease with 7 points in the quarter. This is the largest lead of the ball game here for Kearney Catholic at 31-23, and it happened in a blink of an eye. Kaiser facing the double team. Ball loose, picked up by Schaefer. Schaefer dribbling down the sideline. 10-second count going on. Makes the pass up ahead on the dribble. Falling into the backcourt is Kaiser. Kaiser's pass intercepted. Picked up here. Now Moore lays it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Schaefer for Overton. Overton now has 2-on-2. Ball knocked loose by Holtmeyer, but then picked up by Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it right side. Pass on the inside. Knocked away by the Stars. Pass up ahead here, and it's laid up and in by Brian Huseman. You might have heard a little groan there because the pass was knocked down into the hands of Holtmeyer. Now another steal. Spinning in. Shot good for David Squires. So Squires forced another turnover and got a bucket as a result of it. Now the groan from the Overton fans came earlier because Holtmeyer passed the ball out. It was actually knocked back into Holtmeyer's hands before it was touched by anybody else. Holtmeyer got the ball back, and they wanted a travel called, but I think they ruled that the ball was out of Holtmeyer's possession, and so when it came back to him, he was okay. But you can't describe that. It happened so quick. Squires finished a three-point play after the foul was whistled on Justin Hodson, his first. And now on the left side, going a little too fast is Creighton Ryan, and Ryan turns it over. And now Jay Stair having a little conversation with the official because Stair was out of the coach's box, but he wasn't really that upset. Driving on the left wing was Blake Holtmeyer. And Stair just kind of shaking his head right now. A little push. Going to be whistled here. Don't forget, on our sister station on the Breeze 94.5, coverage of Nebraska basketball, Jacksonville State at Nebraska. That game has just tipped off. Free throw is up and a little bit short here for Blake Holtmeyer. So the score remains 36-23. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Just a little surge there. It was 20-21. Overton had the lead. And it's been a 16-2 run since then. Second free throw up and good for Holtmeyer. And up ahead here comes Creighton Ryan. Ryan will kick it off here left side for Eklund. Eklund lobs it inside. That's Kaiser. Kaiser shot no good. And down on the ground, they tied it up. No, loose ball's picked up by Eklund, and Eklund is fouled. Now, good hustle on the inside. That ball was on the ground, and coming up with it was Creighton Ryan. Ryan not only grabbed it, kept it from being tied up, but he was able to flip it to Eklund, and now Eklund is going to go line and shoot two after the foul was whistled on David Squires, his third. And the free throw was up and good, and Squires right now talking to Coach Lease, gets a little high five. He'll come out after picking up his third foul, and back into the game is going to be Derek Jackson. Free throw on the way and good here for Caleb Eklund. 37-24. Pass on the left wing. Now top of the circle with it here is Alex Lease. Lease, his pass, his shot is blocked by Eklund, but Kearney Catholic maintains the possession. Lease has it left side, and his entry pass now stolen away by Eklund. Eklund, a couple of nice defensive plays in this possession, and he'll get the ball up ahead here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer picked up by Lease. Schaefer on the dribble. They double-team him. And they'll get it off on the right wing here for Logan Kaiser. Kaiser pass in the lane, off the mark, but was it last touch by Holtmeyer? No. And so it is going to be Kearney Catholic basketball. Pass was off the mark, but I wasn't sure if Holtmeyer had touched the ball. 23 seconds to go. And Lease will bring in the offensive zone. Or will he? Pressure being put on by Schaefer. Schaefer knocks the ball loose. The Eagles come up with it into the hands of Caleb Eklund. So they force the turnover here. 7 seconds left. They're having trouble getting across the timeline. They get it off on the right side for Eklund. Eklund loses the ball. Lease has it. Lease is going to shoot at the buzzer. And they're going to wave off the shot and said it came too late. There might have even been a foul on that half-court shot. But they're going to say it was after the whistle had blown. And so we'll head to the locker rooms with Kearney Catholic leading it 37-24. Now, at one point, Overton led in this game 21-20. And now Kearney Catholic puts together a nice little run, and they lead heading into the locker room 37-24 at intermission. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We're at halftime of the boys game where the Kearney Catholic Stars lead at 37-24 here at intermission as 21 points in that second quarter for the Stars as they open up now a 13-point lead. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Earlier today here on ESPN, you heard Kearney Catholic pick up an 80-27 win in girls basketball, and kind enough to join us to talk about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And coach, we don't mean to be disrespectful or anything, but it became apparent early on that this was a little bit of a mismatch, and you jumped out to a big early lead, just kind of doing what you do, and then from that point on, it was kind of almost coast mode. Do you hate kind of being in a situation like that where you don't really have to continue to pressure girls?
I do. It's we're kind of in a stretch in our schedule where we haven't been challenged very much, and You know, frankly, our practices have been a lot better than some of our games.
And it is kind of unfortunate that that happens, but, you know, just with the scheduling there, talk a little bit about, I mean, you play your game. You have to work on your press. You have to do what you do. You stayed with your identity, and you got up to, I think it was like a 27-2 point lead early on in the ball game. Let's just kind of take a look at this and say, you know, what did you guys do so well in that first half? Why was your press so effective?
Well, I think we anticipated where they wanted to go, and, you know, our height bothers a lot of people. And if you don't have a couple good guards, then, you know, we're pretty effective in what we do. Our girls have done a great job in anticipating where the ball is going to go, and I think that's a big credit to them, not only in our press but in our zone as well.
And you were fortunate enough, you passed the ball pretty effectively, scored a lot of points in transition, and really not a lot of half-court offense and not a lot of opportunities to work on your half-court offense.
No, there wasn't. We tried to get them to slow down a little bit and do that. But, you know, it's so easy sometimes to get out and run, and that's what we work on at practice all the time. So it's hard to, you know, dial back a little bit sometimes.
And that's a fun style of ball to play. I mean, it'd be awfully tough to ask him to, if it's there, not to take it.
Yeah. You know, we did get a couple nice looks against our zone. We had a nice high-low one time. Theron caught a high post, and Megan sealed at the bottom, and she made a nice pass and hit Megan for an easy bucket. You know, so, you know, it's one of those things. We did a few things, not quite as much as I would have liked to have seen against a zone, but, you know, we're working hard. I mean, the kids are playing hard, and that's all you can ask.
Kearney Catholic won earlier tonight in girls basketball. 80-27 is the final. At halftime, the Kearney Catholic boys are leading at 37-24, and we're talking with Kearney Catholic head girls basketball coach Rick Petrie. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. You know, you're going to have a couple of practices, and then you're going to have a five-day moratorium, and then the Amherst tournament. And what can you tell us about North Platte St. Pat's? What do you know about them real early on in your preparation for them?
Well, they're an awfully good team. They're undefeated at this point. You know, they've probably played a little bit tougher schedule than we have. And so we're going to – they've been battle-tested, and we're going to have to play well. Traditionally, they play us well. Last year, you know, they kind of took it to us first half, and fortunately we buckled down and played some good defense second half and came back and won that game. You know, so I think both teams are looking forward to the rematch. And, you know, I think we're doing a lot of good things. You know, again, they've got some good guards. They got some size inside. Brittany Lawrence is 6'3". So it'll be different for our posts inside. It'll be different for our guards, trying to guard some girls that are pretty quick and understand the game.
And you're absolutely right. They traditionally play you pretty tough. And that young post player they have, 6'3", kind of thin, but very athletic.
Absolutely. You know, she's going to go play college volleyball, and so she's improved every year, and hopefully we're able to do some things and maybe use some shot fakes inside and try and finish.
What sort of things are you going to work on? You have a limited amount of practices between now and then with that five-day moratorium in the middle, but what are a few things you kind of still want to polish up on a little bit?
You know, we've only put in maybe a couple sets that we've done so far. So we're adding some things. You know, we haven't really played anybody, you know, maybe one or two teams that have played us man. And so we have to, you know, be prepared when that does happen.
All right, Coach, really appreciate the time, and best of luck, and we'll see you at the Amherst tournament.
All right, thanks, Randy.
All right, again, Amherst tournament. Kearney Catholic will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. Halftime of the boys' game, 37-24. Kearney Catholic with the 13-point lead. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong, farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS. I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Eagles. They're being led so far, very balanced scoring, but led by Creighton Ryan. Ryan with 7 points here at intermission, another 5 from Joel Schaefer, 5 for Hayden Cahoy, and 5 points for Caleb Eklund, 2 for Logan Kaiser. And the Stars led after one quarter, 16-13, but Overton did have a 21-20 lead in this game until Kearney Catholic put together a nice little run to end the second quarter, and they lead it here at intermission by a score of 37-24. For the Stars, leading the way is Brian Huseman. He's got 10 points at intermission, and then 7 for David Squires, 7 points for Alex Lease. All of those coming during the stretch where Kearney Catholic took and then built the lead. Isaac Richter off the bench has a couple of rebounds and 5 points. 2 points for Connor Streit. Derek Jackson has 3 points, and Blake Holtmeyer also with 3 points here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic leads it at intermission by a score of 37-24. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Couple of quick score updates for you. Halfway through the second half, Hastings has a 66-63 lead over UNK in men's basketball, playing played over at the Health and Sports Center. And Kearney High on the road in Lexington leads the Minutemen 31-16 at intermission there. And we'll check the Nebraska score for you. That's on the breeze, 94.5. We'll check that for you here in just a moment. Matt Moore enters it inside. Turnaround jumper for Brian Huseman. And Huseman with his first points of the second half, as he now has 12 in the ball game. And just an update right now, Broncos now lead 71-63 with 8:15 to go. And we got a walk on the inside, and that'll be a turnover. Good defense there as Logan Kaiser took a little extra step with it. 15th turnover of the ball game whistled against the Eagles. On the drive, Holtmeyer, long pass, shot no good. Schaefer pulls down the rebound. Here come the Eagles. And they have to slow it down a little bit, and they throw it in the backcourt, and that's going to be a turnover. They just didn't connect trying to get that trail shooter, the basketball, and they just threw an errant pass there, and that'll be another Overton turnover. The Eagles kind of need to catch a little break here. Strike enters it on the inside, and we're going to have a push. As Huseman made the catch, he was kind of posting up, and they're going to call a push as Huseman made the catch on Hayden Cahoy. And that's going to be the third on Cahoy. So right now, Overton not getting a break here. Stars will inbound it. And that's Huseman at the elbow. He'll kick it out. Lease will fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's shot won't fall. And finally coming down with it here is going to be Caleb Eklund. Good look at the rack there by Holtmeyer, but he couldn't make the shot. Schaefer kicks it up ahead. Penetrating here is Kaiser in the lane. Off glass. No good. Off of Strite's hands. And out of bounds. So the inbound underneath the basket is going to be the Eagles. And they break the five-second barrier, getting it into the hands of Creighton Ryan. Ryan, nice pass inside shot. No good for Hodgson. Hodgson gets a loose ball, rebounded in underneath by Eklund, and Eklund will score. So a couple of rebounds in underneath there for Overton, and Eklund hits the bucket. In transition, here's Eastman flying in the lane. Shot on the rim, no good, but he was hit on the arm. And we'll see who they give it to. And I think it's going to be that help defense of Joel Schaefer. Yes, it is. That's going to be the second on Schaefer. So Hoosman will shoot two here. His first trip to the free throw line. He has 12 points in the game, and this one is good. 6:37 to go here in the third quarter. Stars put together a nice run midway through the second quarter, and they lead it now by 14 at 40-26. And the air is just kind of out of the sails for the Eagles. Second free throw up and good for Hoosman. So he hits both free throws. He's got 14 in the game now. And Joel Schaefer will direct traffic a little bit. Lee's putting a little token pressure on. And Schaefer brings it into the corner, dribbles through it. Now he's got it in the middle of the court. No direct traffic. 5 second counts going on. Now he picks up his dribble. And pretty good pressure. They'll throw it in to Ryan. Ryan lost the ball. It's out of bounds. I think it might have been touched by Kearney Catholic. Yes, it was. And so that'll be still in possession of the Eagles. Jacksonville State right now leading Nebraska 15-13. About 11 and a half to go in the first quarter at last report. The inbounds pass was knocked away by Holtmeyer, so Overton will inbound it again. Again, coverage of the Huskers also on our network of stations, the Breeze 94.5. Backdoor cut on the baseline with it is Ryan. Ryan has to kick it out. They get it out for Hodgson. Hodgson has the ball knocked out of bounds by Lease into the crowd over there, so Overton will inbound. Nothing's easy tonight here for Overton. As Kearney Catholic's really stepped up the defense. Bounce pass, top of the key. Logan Johnson, who checked in, he's got it. 5 second count going on him. He'll kick it out right side here for Creighton Ryan. They double team Ryan. Pass tip, ball loose on the ground. Coming up with it is Hoosman. He gets it up ahead to Lease. Lease is going to try to lead a 2-on-1 break, and we're going to call a foul on Logan Johnson. I thought maybe they'd just say the ball was knocked out of bounds by Johnson, but they're going to give Johnson a foul. And they're going to let Lee shoot. He was on his way to the basket and wanted to go up. And they're going to give a couple of free throws here after the foul on Johnson. They're going to send Lee to a line. He shoots two, and he cashes in the first one. So that'll extend the Kearney Catholic lead out to 16. They lead it 42-26. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. And rebounded by Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer, they're bringing it across the timeline. Has it on the bounce. Lease is there defensively. Gets it off right side here for Logan Kaiser. Kaiser working up against Strite. And his pass is tipped away by Moore. Moore lost it. Now gets it back. Dribbles down the sideline. Dribbles behind his back. Dribbles through traffic. Lays it off last. No good. Holtmeyer can't come up with the rebound, but there's Hoosman. Hoosman shot off the back of the glass, no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound. He's going to kick it out here for Moore, and Moore walked with it. Kind of slid to a stop there as he was trying to get the ball out. So basketball goes back over to the Eagles here. After a couple substitutions, Squires checks back into the ball game. So does Jackson here for Kearney Catholic. Inbounded for Justin Hodgson. Hodgson gets it out for Creighton Ryan. And we're going to call a push on Jackson. And the foul whistled on Derek Jackson. Some of the Overton fans yelling at the official. I don't know why, because they got the foul call. Inbounds for Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles through traffic. Little floater shot, no good. And I think Schaefer's going to head to the free throw line. Kearney Catholic was there defensively. Could have collected the charge, but they went for the block, gave up that position. And the foul's going to be whistled on Derek Jackson. No, check that. It's going to be on Strite. Jackson was called for the previous foul. And here comes two free throws for Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer hits the shot. That's the third point of the second half here for Overton. They trail it 42-27. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Lease. And Lease still has his dribble. And he'll bring it across the timeline. He'll penetrate. And they're going to call him for a carry. Creighton Ryan kicked the ball up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer picked up defensively by Derek Jackson. Schaefer in the offensive zone. They try to double team there. Bounce pass through the lane. Nice catch and then a foul. Nice pass inside the lane there for Logan Kaiser. And Kaiser went right to the rack. And he's going to now shoot two. But the foul is going to be whistled on Connor Strite, his second. So Kaiser will shoot two. First one is good. 4:54 to go here in the third quarter, 42-28. Overton trying to cut into a 14-point deficit here. Second free throw is good for Kaiser. And checking out the defense is Connor Strite before he brings it across the timeline. He'll give it off here for Squires. Overton looking to trap here, but they're going to go zone. Driving is Lease. Lease off glass. He'll score. He was hit in the face as he put up the shot, and he'll try to finish a three-point play. Lease now with 10 points in the ball game. And the foul on Eklund is going to be his second. Boy has three. Schaefer has two. Eklund has two here for the Eagles. The free throw by Lease is good. And the Stars lead back out to 16, 45-29. Schaefer helps kick it left side. Quick jumper here by Hodson, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Lease. Lease up ahead to Hoosman. Hoosman gives it to Jackson, and Jackson is going to hit it in transition. Give Hoosman credit for the assist as the defender came on Hoosman, and Hoosman just floated it over for Jackson, and Jackson got a two-foot jumper. Creighton Ryan pass out for Schaefer. Schaefer on the baseline runs into Squires, and Squires is going to whistle for the foul. Squires certainly was not set. He already knows he's probably coming out of the ball game, so he's walking over to the Kearney Catholic bench because he's picked up his fourth personal foul. At the line to shoot two is going to be Joel Schaefer. And the first one's good. So Squires sits down. Richter comes in. So does Moore. So Richter, Moore, Hoosman, Lease, and Jackson out there for Kearney Catholic. At the free throw line, Joel Schaefer. His free throw is good. 4:12 to go at the Hilton Sports Center, and the Broncos lead the Lopers 80-75 in men's basketball. So Hastings College has the lead against UNK. With the dribble here is going to be Lease. Lease, great first step, drives all the way in, lays it up with that left hand, and it's good. And Kearney Catholic now with an 18-point lead. And once they got that offense going, they've got it going. And now Lease is going to reach in, and he's going to whistle for the foul. Not quite in the bonus yet here with 3:46 to go in the third quarter, but we're getting close. Five fouls on Kearney Catholic, four on Overton, and the inbound stolen by Jackson. Jackson with a steal, gets the layup. It's good. So Jarek Jackson cashes in on the steal. And the Stars now with a 20-point lead, and Moore is going to kick the ball out of bounds over there. So tossing in here is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan gets it for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer uses up his dribble, and he'll give it between the circles here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan pass, knocked down by Jackson, stolen by Jackson. That'll be another Overton turnover. Quickly up ahead here to Lease. Lease gives it back to Moore. Moore's going to penetrate, kick out. Jackson's going to shoot a three. In and out, no good. Richter with the offensive rebound. Hangs on the rim, won't fall. Richter another rebound, and now he's fouled. Try to put it back up and in, and he'll have to get the points the old-fashioned way. Have to do it the hard way after the foul on Caleb Eklund, his third. So timeout here for Overton. They call timeout, trailing at 51-31 with 3:09 to go in the third quarter. Timeout Eagles. We're back right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel. Commercial or residential, concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. The Stars leading it 51-31 over Overton. And again, it just doesn't seem that long ago that Overton had a 21-20 lead. And then Kearney Catholic obviously kicked it in gear from that point on, and they led at intermission 37-24. And they have not taken the foot off the gas here in the second half, as the Stars lead it now by 20. And Isaac Richter will have a couple of attempts to try to add to that lead. He pulled it down a couple of offensive rebounds. And on the second one, he was hit on the arm as he tried to get the putback. And the free throw back. The iron rolls around and is good. So 52-31 with 3:09 to go. Kennesaw leads Axtell 12-6 in boys basketball at the end of one quarter. That game on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9 FM. Richter hits the second free throw. And it is 53-31. Double team. Stepping through the double team. They get the pass to Ryan. Ryan on the baseline. Jumper no good. Eklund with the rebound. He's under the glass. Battling in there. Can't get the shot to fall. Coming up with it is Hoosman. It gets it up ahead to Richter. Richter catches it on the bounce and lays it up and in. Great touch on that long pass by Brian Hoosman. Had a little backspin on it, so he just bounced up nice and soft there for Isaac Richter, who caught and shot in one motion. Here's a fadeaway three by Schaefer. It's no good. Hoosman with the rebound. Long pass again to Moore. He's going to lay it up and in. A couple of long passes by Brian Hoosman have resulted in easy buckets on the other end. He's gotten a couple of assists, and he's been 75 feet away from the basket. Kaiser on the baseline, jumper no good. A loose ball picked up by Hodson. Hodson shot, rolls around the rim and goes in for Overton. Pass up ahead to Hoosman, enters it inside for Richter, and Richter's going to lay it up and in. Good pass in there by Kearney Catholic. My goodness, there isn't a whole lot you can do to stop that if you're Overton. On the bounce here is Schaefer. Schaefer's going to drive, has it blocked by Richter, who gives it up ahead to Lease. Stars have a 3-on-1 over for Hoosman. Catches, shot, up, good. The Stars are putting on kind of a transition clinic right now as they now lead it 61-33. Ryan, top of the key on the bounce. He's just going to hand the ball back out here for Schaefer. Schaefer takes it right side. Doesn't want to shoot on top of Lee, so give it off here on the right wing here for Eklund. Eklund has it knocked down by Richter. Long pass on the inside, backside help by Jackson, and Jackson's going to be called for the foul. Good backside help. It got there and just hit the arm instead of just hitting the basketball. And they're going to inbound it. Schaefer's going to toss the ball in here. Checking in is going to be J.D. Callahan for Overton. Also into the ball game is Logan Johnson for the Eagles. Strike checks back in. So does Holtmeyer here for Kearney Catholic. Inbounded to Kaiser. Kaiser picked up there by Strike. And they'll give it off on the right wing here for Schaefer. Schaefer finds a backdoor cutter. Open is Kaiser. Kaiser misses the shot. Rebounded by Richter. One-handed pass up ahead. Driving is going to be Zach Jackson. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say he was the last to touch it. So Derek and Jack and Zach are both out there right now for Kearney Catholic. So the Jackson two are out there. And Schaefer will get the inbounds. Screen set by Callahan, and penetrating on that left side is going to be Schaefer, and Schaefer lost control of the basketball that goes out of bounds. Tyler Mestel checking in here for Kearney Catholic. The freshman in there, entry pass inside for Richter, and Richter loses the basketball that goes out of bounds. So Overton to toss it in here. Logan Johnson gets it in with 46 seconds to go. Stars leading it now 61-33. Schaefer on the bounce, takes it all the way down the baseline and runs into Richter, and Richter's going to be whistled for the foul. Richter certainly was not set. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for Joel Schaefer. Nice job by Schaefer drawing that contact and just getting to the free throw line. And if you can make the shot somehow, boogie for you. Either way, you know you're going to collect the foul on the big man and head to the free throw line. So Schaefer hits the first of two free throws here. He's hit four out of his five free throw attempts so far in the ballgame. He's got one more coming up here with 38.8 to go in the quarter. His free throw is up and good, and that'll make it 61-35. Stars with a 26-point lead. And 34 seconds to go here, third quarter. On the bounce is Strite. Strite. Five-second count going on. Maybe a moving screen. Yep, and they call a timeout. When I heard the whistle, I thought they might have called a moving screen there on Richter, but I think they might have actually got the foul before the moving screen. In any event, Coach Lees calls timeout with 27.0 to go before the third quarter. Timeout for the Stars, and we'll take it with them. They lead it 61-35, and we come back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, the Stars are going to inbound it underneath their own basket here. And tossing it in is going to be Strite. They toss it in for Tyler Messel. The freshman picks up his dribble, gives it back out here for Strite. Strite's going to penetrate, dish inside for Richter. Richter too strong, and we got a foul on the rebound. Somebody from Kearney Catholic went over the back here. Now, somebody went over the back, and they gave it to Richter, and I'll tell you it wasn't Richter because there wasn't anybody in front of him. Richter came up with the rebound, and somebody fouled J.D. Callahan. It wasn't really Richter, but I think there was a foul there. They gave it to the wrong guy, I think. Callahan's going to go line. He's going to have a one-and-one here, as that's now 18 fouls on Kearney Catholic. And the free throw, no good. And the rebound coming out of there with it is going to be Mestel. Mestel, pass up ahead. He'll get it to John Masker. And now left side driving the baseline here is going to be Zach Jackson. Jackson drives that left-handed shot, is up and good on the baseline. 4 seconds left. Inbounded here for Johnson. They get it up ahead here for Ryan at half court at the buzzer. Would have counted had it gone, but it's off the mark. And we head to the fourth quarter. Stars lead it 63-35. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as the star is very much in control in this one by a score of 63-35. The inbounds pass by Overton knocked out of bounds by Blake Holtmeyer. And so the Eagles will toss the ball back in here again. They throw it into the corner. Ryan will fire their three. It's no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound, looking to throw it deep. Has to slow it down, gives it to Strite. Strite up ahead, takes it down to the baseline, kicks it back out for Moore. Moore will give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer shoots over the top of the screen set by Richter. It's no good. Rebounded by Strite, who hustled behind everybody, and he'll kick it back out here for Moore. Moore gets it off on the right side. Entry pass in for Richter. Knocked away. And well, it was loose, and trying to come up with it was Creighton Ryan, and Wrighton did, but he stepped on the baseline in the process. So it will be Kearney Catholic maintaining possession. Lob pass in for Richter, and Richter fouled from behind as he put up the shot. So Isaac Richter will go to the line, and he'll have a couple more free throws here. He's got 11 points in the ball game, including going 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. takes his time at the line here, and it's a little bit short. Score remains 63-35. Stars are going to move to 7-0 on the season. Overton is going to fall to 4-2. This will snap a four-game winning streak. Second free throw rolls around, and coming up with it is Schaefer off the miss. And Schaefer will let traffic clear, brings in the offensive zone. Trying to double-team him after he brings it across the timeline. Schaefer dribbles through the double-team, still has it, gives it back up for Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, shot no good, rebounded by Holtmeyer. Stars quickly get it up ahead here for Zach Jackson, and Jackson, there's some contact in there. We're going to have a foul whistled on Schaefer as he went for the steal, and now Jackson will go to the line. So number 13 fouled number 13. That's now seven fouls whistled on, they're going to say it was before the shot, which it was. So Jackson will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. That is the third foul on Joel Schaefer. And now Zach Jackson, the line for the front end of a 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus by hitting in the shot. It is a final. Hastings 95, Lopers 83. UNK had five players in double figures. Detlinger finished with 25, but not enough as the Lopers lose at home. Free throw by Jackson was good. And so Overton in the offensive zone. Tohoy gives it right side. Schaefer's going to fire a three. Good-looking shot. No good, though. Rebounded by Moore. And then we've got a foul after Moore pulls down the rebound. J.D. Callahan helped up after he committed the foul. And Moore will head to the other end of the court. And he'll shoot a free throw. Eight fouls been whistled against both of these two teams with 6:58 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars leading it 65-35. Moore will try to add to it. And it's good. I think you saw in that first quarter the potential of Overton. I don't think there's any question this team is going to be pretty good in the Fort Kearney Conference once they get all their pieces back. Matt Ayton not playing, Tanner Ryan not playing. Here in the next couple weeks, they might get both of those two young men back. And that's just going to help Overton in the long run. Free throw was no good, rebounded by Schaefer. And he'll bring the offensive zone. Kick now into the corner. There's Cahoy, and Cahoy hits a three. Aiden Cahoy now with 8 points in the ballgame. His second trifecta. And with the basketball, here is Derek Jackson. Derek will pass it up ahead to Zach. Gives it back to Derek on the baseline. Derek's jumper no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to give it inside to Richter, and Richter is going to score. Richter now with 13 points in the ballgame. Bounce pass right side for Creighton Ryan. Right and bounce pass right between Richter's legs. Pass is deflected, picked up by Richter. Up ahead to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer's going to lay it up and in. And Richter with a great baseball pass up ahead to get the bucket. Aiden Cahoy. His entry pass inside, knocked away by Richter, but right back in the hands of Caleb Eklund. Eklund will give it off right side. Schaefer, he's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. 13 in the game for Joel Schaefer. And it's 70-41. Jackson on the dribble. Derek brings it up ahead. Gives it to Blake Holtmeyer. Long pass. Stolen away by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy comes up with it. Steps through a double team. And he'll lay it up and in. 10 points in the game here for Cahoy. Jackson being pressured. He'll give the ball back out for Moore. Stars right now have 5-on-3. Pass through the hands and out of bounds. Blake Holtmeyer couldn't come up with the ball. And the Stars will make a couple of substitutions. Harrison Pierce and Tyler Mestel going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. 5:28 to go. Fourth quarter. And five starters at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench, along with Blake Holtmeyer. I doubt we see any of those six players the rest of the way here. 70-43, Stars with the lead. Pass on the right wing. Here's Logan Kaiser. Kaiser gives it between the circles for J.D. Callahan, and Callahan's pass off the mark, and that'll be another turnover, the 20th unofficially here for Overton. And Mestel will inbound the basketball to Harrison Pierce. Pierce gives it to Mestel. Mestel between the circles for Zach Jackson. Right side for Pierce. Pierce on the baseline, a little jump stop, gives it out to Mestel. Mestel's open momentarily for the three. And Richter would just roll the ball out to Jackson. And now Jackson passes to Derek Jackson. Right side, Mestel. Jumper, no good. Aiden Cahoy snags down the rebound. And Cahoy will dribble down that sideline. And he'll dribble it off his foot. Good defense there by Mestel. But the loose ball not handled very well by Kearney Catholic. And now it's tipped out here for Eklund. Eklund will try the three and rebounded by Mestel. Mestel has his pocket picked, and now Mestel's going to be whistled for the foul. Loose ball was picked up by Logan Kaiser after Mestel had the ball knocked away from him. Kaiser picked it up and just stepped into a shot, trying to get the ball back. Mestel going to be whistled for the foul, and that'll be his first. That's one on Mestel. Well, actually, they gave it to number 5. They thought they gave it to number 51, and that would have been tough considering the only 51 is one of Overton's teammates. The free throw good by Logan Kaiser. Kaiser now with 5 in the game. And the second free throw is on the way and good. So Kaiser hits both free throws. And now Overton is in the double bonus. Next foul will be the 10th on Kearney Catholic. Harrison Pierce in the offensive zone will give the basketball to Isaac Richter. Richter with a little bit of pressure coming on. He'll give it to Mestel. Mestel will dribble to that right side. Jump stop. Bounce pass back out for Zach Jackson. Jackson's going to reset the offense. And a dangerous pass on the inside, but good hands there by Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson will kick it out for Harrison Pierce. Good-looking shot for Pierce. Won't fall. Offensive rebound for Richter. Richter's shot won't go. And the ball being saved. And they're going to say it was last touched by Overton. Oh, he indicated that it was going to be Kearney Catholic ball, but it was clearly off a Kearney Catholic player. Up high to save it was Hayden Cahoy. And he pointed to Kearney Catholic, the direction for Kearney Catholic, but he didn't mean it. So it is a good defensive play there by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy now will kick it back out. He'll get it off here for Kaiser. Kaiser kicks on the left side here for Eklund. Eklund gives it left side. Cahoy had his shot altered, but an offensive rebound here for Hodson. And Hodson will have a nice shooter's touch. He now has 4 in the game as he hits an 8-foot jumper. Pass by Mestel on the right side for Jackson. Richter in the lane, gets it, kicks it back out. Jackson's going to fire a 3. Back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Mestel, and they'll kick the ball back out. Mestel has it on the baseline. He'll kick it back out here for Richter. And Richter skip pass, and it's knocked loose, but tracking it down is going to be Zach Jackson, and Jackson's going to reset the offense. 3 minutes to go here. Backdoor cut from Jackson to Jackson, and it's laid up by Derek. Give the assist to Zach. They cleared out that side there, and the brothers Jackson make a nice little play there. Schaefer will give it off on the right wing here for Eklund. Eklund picked up defensively by Jackson. Richter's going to pick him up after a switch here, and they'll kick it out between the circles here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy working against Pierce, lost the ball, and gets a little space by leaning into Pierce, and now driving the baseline. And that's going to be a bucket by Caleb Eklund. Long pass up ahead here for Jackson. Derek Jackson's going to let everybody get up court, give it to Pierce on the bounce pass. Pierce dribbles a couple times, gives it to Mestel on the left wing. Mestel doesn't want to shoot over the top of Hodgson. He'll get it off here right side. Three-pointer by Pierce. It's off the mark and now out of bounds. And the Stars will make some wholesale substitutions. Colin Muse checking into the ball game. Also in there is going to be Bryce James. And John Masker checking in here for Kearney Catholic. And a few substitutions for Overton as well. Logan Johnson is going to inbound the basketball here for Kaiser. Not Kaiser, but Ryan. Ryan gets it for J.D. Callahan. Callahan shoots off glass. Nice little spin move there. And the shot is no good. But he'll head the line as he was hit on the arm. So Callahan is going to go line. He's going to shoot 2. Austin checking in the game was Chase Horn in that last stoppage to play here for Overton. The free throw is a little bit short here for Callahan. Score remains 72-49. Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead here with 2:02 to go. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Callahan, and now Callahan in the lane will score. So he gets an offensive rebound and a bucket there. With the dribble is Pierce. He's used it up. He'll get it to Masker. Masker will dribble with that dominant left hand of his. Bring it into the offensive zone. Gives it left side here for James. James kicks right wing here for Harrison Pierce. Over for Masker. Masker is going to kick it out. James was open for the three, but he'll work the offense a little bit more. Give it to Masker. Masker in the lane, a little runner off the rim, no good. Mush tips the ball around, and coming up with a loose ball was Logan Johnson, but Johnson was pressured, and he's going to walk with it after he pulls down the rebound. So minute 29 to go here. Kearney Catholic's going to inbound it, leading by 21. They get it for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce walked with it. Didn't quite get a step and a half, and okay, a little bit over two steps there. And so they whistle him for the walk, and rightly so. Kearney Catholic turns the ball over, but he made a nice bounce pass that would have given Tyler Mestel a layup. Johnson in the offensive zone gives it between the circles here for Chase Horn. Horn enters it inside for Callahan, and Callahan in the lane goes hard to the rack, and now he'll go to the line as he was fouled. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line so far, but he'll have a couple of free throws here. Pierce, by the way, whistled for the foul. That is his first. Free throw's no good. Score remains 72-51. Second free throw, in and out. Boy, that was three-quarters of the way down, and it spit out of there and rebounded by John Masker. Masker will get it up here for Colin Mush. Mush, top of the key, he's used up his dribble, and he'll kick it off here on the left wing for Harrison Pierce. Pierce between the circles for James, and we got a push on the inside. They're working the ball in for Harrison Pierce, and there's a push whistle. Kearney Catholic, excuse me, Nebraska now leading Jacksonville State 27-22. And they're at the halftime at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. So a five-point lead for the Huskers at halftime. Again, that game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Pierce is going to go line, and his free throw is good. Makes it 73-51 with 58 seconds to go here. Hopefully we'll be able to connect with both head coaches, Jay Stair of Overton and Don Lease of Kearney Catholic, in our Misco Sports postgame report. Second free throw by Harrison Pierce is up and good. This margin surprises me. Kearney Catholic defending their home court does not, but the margin does surprise me. Logan Johnson in trouble, and he'll be able to kick the ball out, and then walking with it is going to be Creighton Ryan. So that'll be another Overton turnover. And Coach Stair has a crazy look on his face like, how's that a walk? And I'm with him. I didn't think that that was a walk. I can't tell whether he stepped out of bounds on the sideline. I got to admit, that call has me confused. James is going to kick at the Mestel, so the freshmen play a little bit of catch. They get it off for Harrison Pierce. Pierce drives the lane but has the ball knocked loose. Now it's ping-ponging around. Loose ball is picked up here by Chase Horn, and Horn will help work it ahead, but the pass is knocked down by Mush. Driving the lane here is going to be Ryan. Ryan comes up with a loose ball shot, no good. Picked up by Chris Seeberger, and he kind of lost the ball, and it went over the top of the glass and out of bounds. So Overton will turn the basketball over again. We're at halftime in Kennesaw, and right now Kennesaw leading Axtell and boys basketball 25-12. The game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Entry pass in for Mestel is tipped around and stolen. Coming up a loose ball is Horn, and Horn has it knocked out of his hands from behind by hustling Harrison Pierce. So 9.9 to go here before this one's a final. And inbounds pass goes into the big man, J.D. Callahan. And Callahan now has 4 points in the ball game. Stars will inbound it. They'll give it to James. James will give it to Harrison Pierce, and that's going to do it for the ball game. Your final score, Kearney Catholic with a 74-53 win over the Overton Eagles. The Eagles are all to 4-2 on the season. Next up for them will be the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and Kearney Catholic moves to 7-0. They're still undefeated, and they'll be taking on North Platte St. Pat's in the Amherst Holiday Tournament, both of those coming after the Christmas break. Once again, 74-53, Kearney Catholic with the win as they take both games of the doubleheader. The boys win it comfortably, so do the girls. They win it 80-27 in girls' action. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame report. We'll start tolling up the numbers and hopefully talk with both head coaches. We'll do that when we come back after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Builders does
the best. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as the Stars defend their home court. They win the girls' game earlier 80-27, and the boys also win 74-53 over the Overton Eagles. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And for the Eagles, they had a couple players in double figures tonight. Leading the way is Joel Schaefer. He finished with 13 points here in the ball game. 10 points for Hayden Cahoy as he hit a couple of three-pointers, including one in the fourth quarter. So he finished with 10 points on the night. 9 points for Caleb Eklund to go with 9 rebounds as well. 7 points for Creighton Ryan and 6 for Logan Kaiser. So all the starters performed pretty well tonight. Justin Hodson finished with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. And J.D. Callahan off the bench, he finished with 4 points and 1 rebound here for the Eagles, who now fall to 4-2 on the season. And as we mentioned, they'll be in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And you'll hear those games on our network of stations. We'll hear them on the Breeze, on Classic Hits 98.9 FM after the Christmas break. Again, that'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. For Kearney Catholic, they had 1, 2, 3 players in double digits. Leading the way was Brian Huseman. He finished with 16 points on the night. Off the bench, Isaac Richter with 13 points and 5 rebounds. Alex Leese with a dozen points to go with 3 rebounds. And then after that, it's pretty much done by committee. Derek Jackson, he finished with 9 points off the bench. David Squires with 7 points. Harrison Pierce with a couple of free throws in the fourth quarter. He finished with 2 points. Connor Streit with 2 points on the night. Zach Jackson with 4 points. Derek Jackson with 9 points in the game. Blake Holtmeyer with 5. And Matt Moore finished with 3 points. The Stars trailed at 1 point, 21-20 in that second quarter. But by the time the quarter was over, they led it 37-24. So they had a nice little stretch there where they took the lead, built the lead, and from that point on, it really didn't get any closer than 13 points. They led by as many as 30 here in the second half, and they win this one by 21. Your final is 74-53. And again, next up for Kearney Catholic, they'll be in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. They'll be taking on North Platte St. Pat's, and we'll have coverage of those games for you right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, our final, 74-53. Kearney Catholic picks up the win over Overton here in boys basketball, and they won the girls game as well, 80-27. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be able to talk with both coaches. We'll do that when we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Coach Lease just walking out of the locker room now. Hopefully the fact that he's kind of got a little family reunion going on over there won't distract him too much. Hopefully we can have him come up and talk to us, although I'm not so sure that we outrate his dad. I just don't really think that we do, but hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Lease here in just a few moments, as well as Overton head coach Jay Stair. And a reminder for you that our post-game report brought to you by Misco's. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our schools equipped for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. And kind enough to join us is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lease. And Coach, at one point you trailed 21-20, and the next thing you know, with a nice little series there where you forced some turnovers, got some buckets in transition, and you built a nice, comfortable lead. That's what you guys like to do. That's your style of ball.
Yeah, it is, Randy. You know, in the first quarter, I thought we were kind of lackadaisical on some things, you know, and even in the start of the second quarter, you know, we weren't forcing the tempo, we weren't getting up into them, and you know, they're a good basketball team if you don't do those types of things. And then, you know, for about a 3.5 minute stretch there, Randy, you know, our kids played, you know, hard. They left it out on the floor. They were diving. They were tipping balls. They were stealing. We were pushing it ahead. And, you know, then that's how we built that 12-13 point lead at halftime.
And you got a little bit of momentum there because yep. You ended up having some long outlet passes as well. And there were several times you guys scored without ever having the ball hit the floor.
Yep. We made a couple of, you know, one or two passes and then got a good layup out of it. But that's what we, you know, that's what we've been trying to preach to these guys. You know, even if they make the bucket, let's push it back at them. Let's make sure that they get back on defense. And then if they do, then we can set some things up. And I thought we did a good job in the second half of really doing some of our plays, you know, getting the ball down inside to Brian Hoosman. And Brian's smart with the basketball. You know, if he's open, he's going to jump over you and take a shot. But he's also able to, you know, pass the basketball, you know, when he gets doubled and those types of things down in the post. So, you know, I thought our kids did a good job of, you know, not settling for the threes. We've been doing that in some of the games, Randy, in the past couple games here. We've been settling for the three when we can look to attack and look to go inside. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
I'm not quick enough with my stats to really write down the number of threes that you take, but the numbers do seem pretty low. In fact, there's no made threes in the second half, and I'm trying to think if there even was one attempted.
Yeah, I don't think – I think, you know, down
not
the stretch,
very many anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, there's one or two is all there was. And you know, that's what our goal was. I said, you know, in the second half, guys, just, you know, third quarter, let's really – push the tempo. Let's try to post. Let's try to work on setting some screens and curling off the screens, and then attacking the hoop. And I thought our kids did a good job of that.
And it really kind of shows. Defense really kind of the key for you guys tonight. And is that really kind of what our headline would be?
Yeah, you know, and that's what, you know, we've been focusing on these past about, you know, 2 weeks here, is really trying to pressure and doing some things defensively. You know, we got some things that we're still working on, you know, defensively on some things. But, you know, I like how we, in the middle of the second quarter to, you know, throughout the third quarter, how we just really came out with some intensity and got after things.
Last game before the Christmas break, it's always a good opportunity to kind of, you know, that kind of that mark, that measuring stick of where your team's at. How do you really assess where your team's at heading into Christmas?
You know, it's like I tell them, we got able to look online and see what we're doing on some things, and the kids are doing that. They're taking a look at that. Now, I love that we're able to do those types of things, because, you know, our kids understand that they got a lot of things that we got to work on, and I'm satisfied where we're at right now, Randy, but there's a lot of things we need to work on.
What are you going to polish up? You got a couple of practices before the moratorium.
Well, one of the things is our closeouts on the getting our hands up and on the shots and stuff like that. That's one of the big things, is closing out on defense. You know, our traps aren't quite set right. You know, we got to get a little bit better on the trapping and rotation on the things. You know, they're getting there. You know, offensively, we got to make sure that we, you know, are crisp. We're moving the basketball. We're setting better screens and those types of things, Randy.
So, once again, our final, it was 74-53, Kearney Catholic with the win over Overton. Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Overton head coach Jay Stair. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car, it's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
To Kearney Catholic, your final 74-53 as the Stars pick up the win over the Eagles. Overton falls to 4-2. Kind enough to join us to talk about it a little bit is Overton head coach Jay Stair. And kind of eavesdropping on the quick conversation you had with Coach Lease. You're right. You guys hung with them and hung with them and hung with them. In fact, you led 21-20, and then suddenly Kearney Catholic just kind of had that nice little spurt, and you just really never could answer back.
Yeah, you know, in a team like that, you want to limit their breaks, what they have, their scoring runs. And I looked up there, it was 23-21, and the next thing I know, it's 36-23. And you can't give a team like that opportunities to shoot layups all night long on you. They beat us down the floor after rebounds. When they get it, they push the tempo. We definitely were tired, and you know, the second half was pretty much some of the same. I thought once we got them in the half court set, if we could just play defense, I thought we held our own. You know, they made some decent plays and whatnot in the half court set, and I thought we rebounded pretty well in the first half. Second half we didn't do as good, and the second half of rebounding, and they got some other opportunities there. But yeah, you know, you just can't let teams like that get easy baskets all night long on you.
You know, they're still doing a lot of the same things that built the lead in the first quarter and a half, and you guys handled it in that first quarter and a half pretty effectively. What did you do then that you didn't do later?
Well, I think some of the conditioning probably hampered us a little bit. Foul trouble, not having Hayden in there. He got his fourth foul very quickly. He's a big part. He's one of our better defenders in there. He's a ball handler too. And you know, we just got to do a better job. Even with those guys that came in, I thought we looked a little bit tired. And I just, you know, they did a good job. Kearney Catholic's just a very they're a difficult team. You know, when he subs like he does and creates matchup problems and whatnot, and you know, you got a 6'3 guy guarding a 5'9 kid that you know how quick they are. It's a difficult thing to do. I thought we helped out well defensively when they did penetrate. You know, I don't think they had very many three-pointers, and that was something that we were trying to make sure we were closing out on them. I don't know how many threes they ended up with, but you know, when you're shooting layups, you don't need to shoot
on the right track.
But you know, all in all, I thought half court wise, first half, I thought we did a very good job rebounding and whatnot, but, you know, they definitely exploited us in the second half.
You know, this was a game that you guys really didn't have to schedule. I don't want to say it was a last-minute scheduling thing. What do you hope to come – what do you want to take out of this game?
Well, you know, we want to play good quality competition, whether it's – you know, I know we're a Class D1 school. If, you know, if Class B Lexington wants to play, if Class C – Cozad, if McCook or wherever we're playing, even Kearney High, I know they would never even think about playing a Class D. We just want to play good quality competition. And like I said before the game, I think in Class C1, I think Kearney Catholic's probably one of the better teams around this area. Team-wise, they're one of the better teams, you know, any class. They can compete with a lot of different things, and you know, we want to be able to gauge ourselves against teams like that. And you know, like us, we played pretty well, and we obviously need to take something from this and you know, use it to our advantage and try to get better.
And you have a couple of practices before the Christmas break. Does this game kind of illustrate a few things that you kind of want to work on in that time?
Oh yeah, you know, we definitely need to get back to running some sprints and getting the guys in condition. You know, you'd like to think by now that they're getting close to the condition that they need to be in, but the thing that hampers you with the moratorium is you can work and work and work and work, and when you take 5 days off, when you can't do anything, if the kids aren't on their own outside, you know, even running for 15 minutes a day or whatever, just going out to jog to try to keep some conditioning, they're going to lose it. And it's almost like you go right back to square one when you come back to that moratorium. But, you know, we need to get back to the fundamentals, just like, you know, a lot of the coaches say. We just need to do a lot better job of doing what we do well, and we're going to try to get back to work and doing that and prepare for Ravenna for our next game.
Well, good luck to you, Jay. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Randy, thanks for the coverage.
All right. Jay Stair, the head basketball coach at Overton, as they fall to 4-2, a final of 74-53. Kearney Catholic picks up the win on the boys' game. The girls' game also went to Kearney Catholic 80-27. And that is going to do things for high school coverage here on ESPN until after the moratorium, until after Christmas. So it's our opportunity to tell you Merry Christmas and hope you have a very blessed New Year as well. And we'll